Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, you know, balance training might not just be for your grandparents anymore. Some people, when I'm training them, look and say, well, I don't know that that's so important for me. I'm not 80. You know, I'm not going to fall. But it does more than just increase your ability to not fall. It can give you strength and stamina and core strength and so many other reasons to do balance and stability training. My guest is Dr. Michelle Olson. She's professor of exercise physiology in the Department of Physical Education at Auburn University in Montgomery. Welcome to the show, Dr. Olson. So balance training, stability training, let's talk about specific exercises and the importance of doing them.
Okay, yes, excellent, excellent topic, because you are right, you don't really have to be old in order to need to work on your balance and to perhaps even realize that maybe, you know, your balance is not as optimal as it should be. And it's interesting, it you know, we hear this all the time, the core, the core, the core, the core. Well, you know, the reason we hear about the core muscles so much is because they truly are important. So I don't think it hurts us to get saturated with the mantra of, you know, train your core. Now, specifically with balance, usually individuals who do not have optimal balance, and this can even be athletes, do not have the right amount of strength in their hip region. So this means your glutes, your hamstrings, your outer thigh muscles that are, we call the gluteus medius. It's a really important outer hip muscle that controls your balance from side to side, your quadriceps, certainly your low back muscles, your abdominal muscles. Individuals who tend to have, again, poor balance, who fall, who have mishaps, athletes, young women who have knee problems and have trouble with stability, we know now through good research, tend to not have the right amount of strength for the size of their body in those key areas, particularly in the low back, the abs, and the hip region.
So when we're doing these exercises, and yes, they are so important for just those reasons, what is it that people start with? Do they start by standing on one leg? Do they start with using a ball and sitting on it? What is the best way to start? And then to make it, Dr. Olson, gradually progress so that it does seem like something more difficult to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really, you know, like how you worded it and started out with, you know, does a person start by, you know, standing on one leg and trying to balance on one leg? Well, you know, it seems kind of logical that, you know, if balance is your problem, that you would just start working on balancing per se. But really, that is something that you would leave to later in the program, because you don't want to try to practice balancing when you don't have the foundation to do that. So we need, for all of us and people particularly who really know they struggle with their balance, to first work on the foundation. So exactly, what are the exercises that we need to start with and how do we need to progress? Well, body weight exercises are excellent. You don't need any equipment. And what I'm talking about are things like doing a wall sit, just leaning your back against the wall and sliding down until you are in a sitting position with your thighs parallel to the floor, and just, you know, just holding that for 10 counts and repeating that. Now, that's going to work your glutes and your quads, and those are two very important sets of muscles for balance. Also, we talked about how you really want to work the outer hip, and along with the outer hip, of course, your complementary muscles, your inner thigh muscles, are going to become activated. And an excellent way to do that with simple body weight training is to do a lunge. So you can just put your hands on your waist, or you can even put one hand on a wall, the other hand on your waist. Split your feet fairly far apart from front to back. Like if you were a kid and you thought you were going to do the splits, so you kind of want to get your feet separated from front to back. And then you just want to lower down nice and steady with your back knee lowering down toward the floor. And you can start out by just doing, half lunges. Just go down until your knee is about 10 inches off the floor. And do, maybe 10 on one leg. Switch, do 10 on the other leg. And as you progress, you want to get the back knee closer to the ground so that the front leg, when the knee is bending on the front leg, that thigh also gets parallel to the floor. Just like when you were doing wall squats, you want the thighs parallel to the floor as close as you can get them. And then progress from moving away from a wall, if you're holding onto the wall or if you're holding onto a chair, move away from something that's assisting you and put both hands on your waist or hang them down to the sides, whatever feels comfortable, or even put them out to the sides like a tightrope walker so you have, a little assistance, and start working on those body weight lunges.
Definitely one of my favorite exercises, Dr. Olson. It certainly is, but now people are seeing, and we don't have a lot of time left, but people do see the Bozu, and they see the ball, and they see all of these things, and they want to make it a little more interesting for them. What can we do on the Bozu to work on this, or even just a foam pad?
Well, what you can do then is you can take those two exercises, for example, a body weight squat and a lunge, and do them on the Bozu. Spread your feet apart on the Bozu with the round side up, and then with the lunge, you can put the front foot on the Bozu. And once you really have harnessed those bouncing muscles and they are strong, you can start doing things like standing on one leg, where you bend, say you stand on your right leg, you bend your left knee and just hold your arms out to the side. And I really like for people to work up to being able to do 30 seconds. So you could do 10 seconds, switch legs, do 10 seconds. 10 seconds again, 10 seconds, do it in 10-second increments, building up to 30 until you can chain together an entire 30 minutes. Now, also using like the big physio ball or a Bozu to do your ab exercises, that's going to really help with your core also, because you need your abs and your low back to be strong. You can lay face down on a stability ball or face down on the Bozu and do leg extensions. Lift your legs up in back. Do Pilates kinds of moves, like the swimming. You just put your arms out straight and your legs out straight, and you paddle away on your stomach, and you're going to get all of those important, back muscles as well. So, once you've got the foundation, absolutely, you can move to a Bozu, doing things with a stability ball, the smaller round Dynadiscs. You could practice your balance on the Dynadisc. So you want to make it more interesting and add those things, once you've got the foundation.
And that's what's such important information, is getting that foundation and being able to then gradually progress. As Dr. Olson has said, you could start out with something like a lunge, a modified lunge, and work your way up to some of the kind of interesting equipment that you see at clubs or that you might own in your own house, and try working your way up to standing on an uneven surface on one leg, holding it for a few seconds, working on different moves while you do it, because when you get the core strong, including the back, the gluteal muscles, the front and backs of your thighs, that's going to help you with good balance. It's not just for seniors anymore. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine, as I do. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.